Alhamdulillah, last night in the Taraweeh, the 14th juz was recited, which comprises of Surah Al-Hijr and Surah Al-Nahl. The first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the huruf muqatta'at, Lif Lam Ra, Allah ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an. Tilka ayatul kitabi wa Qur'anin mubin. These are the verses of the book and the clear Qur'an. The Qur'an is clear in its message, in its laws, in what it propagates to mankind. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Many a time, the kuffar will wish and desire, if only they had been believers. On the day of Qiyamah in the Akhirat, the kuffar will have this desire that we should have accepted the message. However, in the Akhirat it will be too late. The time for Iman was in this world. Allah Ta'ala further says that ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا. Leave them to eat and enjoy. وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ. And let hopes put them into negligence, distant hopes regarding the future. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Soon they shall come to know. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an, that this great message that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has revealed, this reminder, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. We have revealed the Qur'an, which is a reminder. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And we are its protectors. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Himself has taken the responsibility to protect the Qur'an, both the word of the Qur'an as well as the meaning of the Qur'an. Unlike the previous scriptures, the protection of it was given over to the Ummah. They were made responsible to uphold and to protect it. In the case of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself has taken the responsibility to protect the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use different means to protect the Qur'an. The word of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected it by means of those who memorize the Qur'an. And a person becomes a hafiz of the Qur'an. What a great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is utilizing him to protect the Qur'an. And a person who memorizes the Qur'an, we call him a hafiz. And in this ayat, Allah ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We are the hafiz of the Qur'an. So actually the real hafiz of the Qur'an is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who has been utilized to protect the word of the Qur'an, Allah has given him the same name that is actually for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually the Qur'an protects that person. It will protect that person in this life. It will protect him in the Akhirah. It will be a means of him being saved from the fire of Jahannam. And it will be a means of him being allowed to intercede for other people also. So a very great honor it is when a person memorizes the Qur'an. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains different signs of His and different manifestations of His qudrat and His power and His oneness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the incident of the creation of man, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan and jinnat, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to prostrate and make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Shaytan, who was from amongst the jinn but was staying with the angels, he was also included in this command. But Shaytan refused to prostrate and make sajda. Because of this, he was accursed. And then Shaytan, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him respite. And then Shaytan said that, بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. As we mentioned previously, disrespectful way, he told Allah that because you have led me astray, so now I will lead people also astray. لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. I will beautify for them on this earth your disobedience and harmful things. I will beautify for them and attract them by it. وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I will lead all of them astray. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except your selected and chosen servants. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, إِنَّ عِبَادِي. Verily my servants, لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. You don't have any control over them. So to be protected from shaytan, shaytan is our enemy whom we can't see. We have to make an effort to be included among the servants, special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Oh Allah, I come into your protection. So we come and be amongst the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special selected servants of Allah, then we will be protected from shaitan and his threats. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained regarding Jahannam, that Jahannam has 7 doors, and for each door there will be a portion of people that will have to enter from it. And then Allah explains regarding Jannat, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, those who have taqwa, they will be fi jannatin, in gardens, وَعُيُونَ, and springs. أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ آمِنِينَ, they will be told, enter therein with peace and safety. And وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍ, whatever rancor, malice and ill feelings there were in their hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of this we will remove it. They have to be completely clean for each other. إِخْوَانًا, as brothers they will be. عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ, on couches facing one another. لَا يَمَسُّهُمْ فِيهَا نَصَبٌ, no fatigue, no tiredness will ever afflict them in Jannah. وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ, and they will never be taken out from Jannah. They will remain therein forever. Then Allah Ta'ala says, inform my servant, نَبِّي عِبَادِي, tell my servant, أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, that I am الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, the most forgiving, I am the most merciful, most kind. And so a person should have hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should have hope in the mercy of Allah, and he should repent for his sins. Allah will forgive. Allah is forgiving. But together with that, a person shouldn't look at the great, kind qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become bold and reckless and disobey Allah. Allah cautions and warns us, وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَنِيمُ, together with that, my punishment is also there, and my punishment is very, very painful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two different qualities of His. One is Allah's kindness, mercy, forgiving nature, and the other is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. However, from here we can also understand and realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more kind, more merciful. In the hadith it has come, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَ الْغَضَبِ, that my mercy has superseded, has gone ahead, overpowered my anger. So here also, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform us about Allah, Allah Ta'ala for Himself, for His Da'at, for His being, He attributed the quality of kindness and forgiveness. I am forgiving, I am merciful. And then Allah didn't attribute His quality of punishing to Himself. I am the one who gives punishment. No, Allah Ta'ala attributed to His punishment. My punishment is painful. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in front mentions an incident where both these qualities of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala become manifest. The incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was given the glad tidings of a son that shall be born to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his mercy there. And also the incident of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, that those people who didn't accept and believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the Nabi of the time, they disobeyed Allah, they were involved in the great sin of homosexuality. Allah Ta'ala mentions the punishment, Allah's painful punishment that came upon them. They were turned upside down, and Allah Ta'ala rained stones upon them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained both these qualities of His. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great favor of the Quran, which Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ, that we have undoubtedly bestowed upon you, we have given you the 7 oft-repeated ayat, that is Surah Fatiha, which comprises of 7 ayat, which are repeated in every rakat, every namaz, we recite Surah Fatiha, والقرآن العظيم, and the magnificent, the great Qur'an. لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ, when we have given you such a great ni'mah, such a great bounty and favor, then don't look at what we have given to the other people of the dunya. The different, at that time, Sahaba radiallahu anhu were going through poverty, they were going through difficulty, and other tribes around them, they had lots of gold, lots of silver, wealth and possessions of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that don't let your eyes go towards these things that we have given to the different groups. We have given you something which is much, much more greater than all of these temporary benefits of this world. That is the Quran, particularly Surah Fatiha. So what a great gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan. Again and again we hear the Quran being recited. We should appreciate and value. The next surah is Surah An-Nahl. Nahl means the honeybee. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the bee. And another name of the surah is Surah Al-Ni'am. Ni'am means the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a Makki surah, and generally in the Makki surahs, those surahs that were revealed before the Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the fundamentals of deen, that is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, Risalat, the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and belief of Akhirah. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His different bounties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains His oneness and calls men to obey and to believe in only one Allah, not to ascribe any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be obedient to one Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His different favors that He has bestowed upon men. The first favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is the spiritual favor of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us in the form of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِ. Allah sends down the angels with ruh. Ruh is the spirit, soul. Just like how for a person's body, he requires the ruh to be alive. Similarly, spiritually in this world, for a person to be alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the revelation, the Qur'an. So this will give life to man when he will act upon the Qur'an, believe in the Qur'an, obey the injunctions and commandments of the Qur'an, then he will be spiritually alive. So a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many of the physical bounties which Allah has bestowed and created and put all around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that Allah is the one who has created the sky, Allah has created the earth, all for a maqsad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about man, that, O insan, see how we have created you. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Allah has created man from a drop of fluid, 30 drop of semen. If it comes on our clothes, it's impure, we have to wash it. A person has to take ghusl. From that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the livestock, the animals that Allah ta'ala has created, cattle, cows, etc. لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ. The in-year is a means for warmth for you. A person uses the hide and the skin of the animal is used to make, example, jackets, etc., which keep a person warm. وَمَنَافِعُ. And there are many other benefits in-year. وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. One of the benefits is that you eat from these animals. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ. And also, it is a great means of beauty. A person in the morning when these animals go out to graze, in the evening when they come back, a person who owns these animals, others also look at the whole line of sheep, whole line of camels, of cows, as they are going out to graze, the great means of beauty. وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنفُسِ. Similarly, you also use these animals as a means of transport to carry heavy burdens that you would be unable to carry to distant land. In times before and up to today, where there aren't roads and there aren't other means of transport, people use these animals to transport heavy burdens, heavy goods, which they would have been unable to move and transport, which do not for these animals. Then Allah speaks about donkeys, about horses, about mules. These are also great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Men ride upon them, and they are also a means of beauty and adornment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about water that Allah ta'ala has sent down from the sky. لَكُمْ مِنْهُ شَرَابٌ. It's a thing of that you drink. Water is the actual thing which a person drinks. We can drink all other different drinks, but we know our thirst doesn't get quenched like how it gets quenched with water. And in fact, all other types of drinks, the main ingredient in it is also water. وَمِنْهُ شَجَرٌ فِيهِ تُسِيمُونَ. And from water, Allah Ta'ala causes trees to grow, different vegetation to grow, on which you graze your animals. يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعَ وَالزَّيْتُونَ. Through water, Allah Ta'ala causes the crops, plantations to grow, and وَالزَّيْتُونَ, olive, and date, and grapes, and different types of fruit. In this there are signs for people who will ponder and reflect. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. The next group of bounties Allah Ta'ala speaks about is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated and Allah has put at your service the day and the night. The day and the night is there for the benefit of man, and the sun and the moon, all of these things have been created to serve man. وَالنُّجُومُ, the stars, all of these are for the benefit of man. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way speaks about many of His bounties. Allah speaks about the ocean, and from the ocean we take out fresh meat in the form of fish that is very tasty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the stars also, that Allah ta'ala has put the stars, the mountains, and the rivers, the different roads that Allah ta'ala has created for man on the earth. All of these are the great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to try to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to enumerate it. Ni'mah here is used in the singular sense, that even one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person wants to count it, he will never be able to encompass it. In the sense that one bounty includes in it, and it has in it thousands of other bounties. For example, the bounty of the eye. Person wants to count the bounty of the eye. But in the eye itself, there are so many bounties. Hazrat normally gives the example that a person eats a plate of food, a plate of biryani. Now he wants to make shukr for this one bounty of Allah, the biryani. But the biryani, it also has so many bounties in it. It has rice, it has spices, it has meat, it has potatoes. So in there are so many bounties. You take the rice itself has so many bounties. How it was planted, how it was harvested. Then in there also there are so many bounties. All the different machinery that was required, the different forms of labor. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even one bounty, if you want to count, you will never be able to encompass it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is forgiving. Allah will overlook your nashukri, your ungratefulness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind, is merciful. He continues to shower His favors and His bounties upon you. So all of these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the surah is for us to understand and appreciate and to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it and to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other great bounties that Allah ta'ala mentioned is the bounty of mal, that Allah ta'ala says that we take out for man from the belly and stomach of the calf of the cow, from between filth, the excreta, and blood, a pure drink, which is mal, which is palatable and delicious for those who drink it. So mal comes from between. On one side there is the blood, on one side there is the excreta, but from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out the pure mal. It doesn't have the color of the blood, it doesn't have the smell or the effect of the excreta, but it's so clean and so pure, and a person very easily can drink it. Allah mentions the bounty of the bee, which is another name of the surah, that Allah has inspired the honey bee to go to the different flowers and take from it the pollen, etc. And then Allah Ta'ala says, from its belly comes out a drink, sharabun mukhtalifun alwanuhu, of different colors, fihi shifa'un linnas, in which there is a great means of cure for mankind. So honey, which is a great means of cure for mankind. In the Quran, two things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned as cure. One is the Quran itself, and the second is honey. So honey is a great means of shifa. Some ulama say for all types of sicknesses. Others say that no, not for all types of sicknesses, but for many, many sicknesses. So we have to see that we should utilize this. Normally a person gets sick, we use all other medicines that have many side effects, etc. Allah Ta'ala has said that there is shifa in honey. We should use this honey and use it with yaqeen. So these are the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala speaks about is your houses. Allah Ta'ala has made for you your houses. Second, a means of comfort, a means where a person finds solace. A person can be living in a simple house. He can go to a 5-star hotel, but the amount of sukoon and the amount of comfort that he gets in his own place, he can't get it anywhere else. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن جُلُودِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا. Allah Ta'ala speaks about tents that people use as homes, that are light. When a person is traveling, he uses a tent, he pitches up tents. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about the hair and the wool of the animals from which we take lots of benefit as well. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about clothes that Allah has made for man that protect a person in heat and protect a person from the cold. Certain types of cloth is good in hot, for hot weather, it keeps a person cool. Certain types of cloth are good for cold weather, keeps a person warm. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the armor that Allah Ta'ala has given, which a person utilizes when he's in war, and it protects a person. So all of these ni'mat Allah Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. Allah has perfected His bounties upon you, has completed His bounties upon you, so that you become obedient and subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example that if you will be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives the example of a village, either it was Makkah Mukarrama or it's just an example, that this village was very enjoyed many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sustenance and provision would come to it in abundance from all sides. But the people of the village, they were ungrateful for Allah ta'ala's bounties. Allah ta'ala granted them from amongst themselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi came from themselves, but they didn't accept and believe in him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are ungrateful for Allah ta'ala's bounties, Allah ta'ala will change it. Allah ta'ala says, فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Before they had abundance of provision, Allah ta'ala made them now taste of hunger. They would say, people around them would be, there would be war taking place, people would live in fear. But inside the valley, it was safe. When they were ungrateful for the bounty that Allah ta'ala had granted them, Allah ta'ala changed the safety into fear. بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَهُونَ. Then Allah ta'ala gives the example that be like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِ. He was grateful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala chose him and Allah ta'ala guided him to the straight path. So we have to look at all of these bounties around us and recognize it and not be unmindful and ungrateful for it. And we have to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.